Proverbs chapter 5, beginning in verse 15, going through verse 20. These are God's words. Drink water from your own cistern and running water from your own well. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad and streams of water into the streets, let them be only your own, not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. As a loving deer and a graceful doe, let her breast satisfy you at all times. Always be enraptured with her love. For why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman and be embraced in the arms of a seductress? So there are two things here that the Lord strongly commands every husband concerning his wife, and the corresponding is also true, every wife concerning her husband. And that is A, that you do not seek from anyone else what the Lord has designed to give you only from your spouse, and B, that you do not give to anyone else what the Lord has designed for you to give only to your spouse. Therefore, there is that which is forbidden with anyone else and the necessity of fostering it with the person that you marry, which means you have to wait until marriage to foster it. So he says, drink from your own cistern and running water from your own well. There are many things that the Lord has given marriage and a wife to a husband or a husband to a wife for. The first and great one is for the production of godly seed, that it would be fruitful and multiply. And it is only your wife, boys, or your husband, girls, with whom you are to be fruitful and multiply. The second thing is to have mutual help, one with the other, so that each of you corresponds exactly to the other, and you have a shared life, shared goals, shared purposes, that your hearts and minds would be knit together, that you would be, as it were, one person. That everywhere you go as the one who belongs to your wife, or as the one who belongs to your husband, girls. And everything you do, boys, you do as one who belongs to your wife. Everything you do, girls, you do as one who belongs to your husband. This begins even before marriage, for if you start to act in a way where your heart and mind and life are knit together as if you are one with someone else, you are already giving away that which belongs to your future wife or to your future husband. And you must not do this, let alone, of course, those acts of romance that belong in the bedroom of the husband and wife after they have had their wedding. But one of the things that you should plan to do with your husband, girls, or with your wife, boys, is to make sure that you have that being fruitful and multiplying, and that being helpers exactly suited to one another, and resisting sin together, for the marriage is also given for sanctification, and for resisting sin together, that those things that you are not to do with others, that you do practice with your wife, the way that he commands the man to resist the immoral woman and the seductress, is by enjoying his wife. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. Be satisfied with her, to be captivated by her love. As soon as you feel like your heart or mind is being captivated by someone else, You say, aha, I have to kill that. I have to escape that capture. You don't say, oh, that's right. She is so much more understanding than the wife that I actually have. No. You immediately kill that thought or that feeling, and you evade capture. But you should be captured by your wife. And so you stir up both in your own heart and mind and in your conversation and interaction with her those things that you seek to have only with her. If you don't stir those things up with her, then you should not be surprised if you find yourself tempted to have your heart or mind drawn, or eyes or imagination drawn to another woman. And so reserve it for your wife in anticipation. And then when you have her, develop it with her. Same thing, girls. Girls are very mental and daydreamy sometimes. Boys can be too. But be careful that you do not become daydreamy about any particular young man, lest you give him heart and mind or identify yourself with him in a way that you will have to with your husband. And then when you have a husband, foster thinking about him, dwelling upon him, being grateful for him, desiring to be fruitful and multiply with him, desiring to be a helper exactly suited to him and one with him, so that his life is your life and your life is his life, and seeking with one another to resist sin together like a tag team against the devil and against the world and against your remaining flesh, that you have been called to this battle as one with your future husband, and look forward to that, and then practice it with him, lest you be destroyed and all your life be wasted and you be on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and of the congregation, as he has been warning in the passage immediately preceding this. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for marriage. We thank you for making us in your image and giving us the privilege of multiplying image bearers. We thank you for creating us not only to have fellowship and encouragement and help with one another in the church, but specifically and especially with one specific person in the bonds of marriage. Would you pray that you would be growing by grace the ones whom you have set aside for each of our children, and that you would help them, that they would keep themselves, that each would keep himself or herself for our daughter or for our son. Pray for our children, that each would keep herself or himself for her husband or for his wife. And that you would help us, Lord, in seeking to reflect your image and in fighting against sin and in being selfless and serving others, so that when it comes time to do this in a special way in marriage, we will at least have been practiced in these things in a general way. So that we may be a good spouse. Pray that you would help me and help Mommy to do these things with one another, that we would have no heart or mind towards doing them with anyone else, and that you would make an example of good and godly marriage for me and Mommy together to set before the children. Thank you, Lord, for your word and the wisdom in it. And we pray finally and fully that we would give ourselves entirely to Christ, and that those things that belong to him we would give to no one else, but might delight in him and stir up our devotion to him, submission to him, having our life to be one with him, delighting in him. And we pray that you would glorify him, not only in each particular marriage of all of his people on earth, but ultimately in that great and everlasting marriage with his bride, the church. For we ask it in his name. Amen.